Very important information from a man who was actually born in Iran and has given us great insight into the possibility of a full-blown revolution there in that Islamic Republic. Well, that's the Middle Eastern part of the world. We're going to shift to another region now, and that would be the European Union on the continent of Europe. Dr. Rob Congdon, the man who gives us all the details about what's happening in that part of the world. And Rob, let me get underway quickly here. Russia has put out information that the United States, the Ukraine, and the European Union are that country's main enemies. In other words, you're in the part of the world you report from and about, the European Union, a number one enemy for the Russians. What do you think about that?
Well, yes, this was a survey of the Russian people and how they are fearful, and it's very interesting because a lot of it is a reaction to the stories in our media about Russian involvement in our elections, etc. And, of course, the Ukraine, that's where all invasions that have ever occurred into Russia have come through the Ukraine, so there's nervousness there. And, surprisingly, the EU, because most people view the EU as totally a peaceful group that wouldn't try to advance. So, very interesting conclusions of the people of Russia. We're looking at about two-thirds of those surveyed who agreed with these results, so significant in terms of understanding the mindset of the Russians.
It is very interesting to get into the mindset of these people and try to figure out and understand and see how what they're thinking seemingly is fitting into the prophetic scenario that's found in God's Word. Well, what about the European Union? They are really urging the United States to not withdraw from the Iranian nuclear deal. Now, I don't know if they're going to be able to be successful with the president making some of his recent decisions. The president, of course, here in America, President Trump. What do you think about these EU powers putting this pressure on?
Well, again, always when we think of the European Union, we think their prime goal is peace and prosperity. And in a sense, they are reflecting the same kind of thinking we saw back in the last century with Europe. And that is, let's do anything to keep peace right now. Let's not worry about 8 years from now or 10 years from now. The Iranian nuclear deal certainly is involved with time. Eventually, they will have the powers if nothing is done further. So Europe is worried that the United States could upset Applecart now and not give them those 8 years of peace, and they'll worry about nuclear problems later.
But it's somewhat following the money as well, is it not?
Well, there is money involved very much. Iran needs the money. European Union wants the business of Iran and the involvement of being able to get some of that money from Iran. And so they don't want anything, again, to upset both the trade, that's the prosperity part, or what they see as the immediate peace, and that's the peace part of the goals of the EU. And certainly that's their goals if they're going to be a global empire.
Talk to me about a very high-ranking, politically, British leader who's saying there is a possibility for a second Brexit referendum.
Here we see the British thinking, what they are beginning to realize, the people and these high-ranking people in the British government are beginning to realize they're going to get what's called soft Brexit. That means Britain will lose their vote in the EU and their influence of the EU, but will come under the immigration, under the trade, under the central courts of the EU. So in other words, practically gaining nothing for Britain. So they're suggesting now they should have a new referendum so the people could really choose between soft and a hard Brexit exit. A hard exit means just get out totally. No trade deals. Tight borders again, limits on immigration, and Britain coming first ahead of the EU. So they're hoping that maybe they could get the people to really speak out and say, let's stop this compromising to the EU. Let's take a hard stand.
Well, there was a close vote when they went and voted to remove the Great British Empire from, and whatever it is left of today, from the European Union. Could they fail, and could this whole thing be reversed?
Well, that's actually what I think could well happen, because as you said, the vote was very close. If the people who want the hard Brexit vote substantially, but not enough, because you're really looking at the soft Brexit people, the hard Brexit people, and the no Brexit people. They could easily push that referendum, depending how it's worded, into an end of Brexit.
Very interesting developments there. Well, there's a couple of connections between the European Union and the Middle East, in particular Israel and the Palestinian people, in our focus on today's conversation, Rob. What about the United Kingdom Foreign Minister Boris Johnson telling Israel that they have to share a portion of Jerusalem? Prime Minister said no way possible there.
That's right. Here again we have the Brits, in this case the foreign minister, saying to share. In essence, what he's saying is, let's get the two-state process again. Let's divide Jerusalem back to what it once was, back to 1948. And in doing this, of course, it's more of what we see, the ongoing British viewpoint of kind of sacrificing Israel in favor of the Arabs.
And meanwhile, Mahmoud Abbas, who is the president of the Palestinian Authority, he's appealing to the European Union to sideline President Trump in the Middle East in any peace process and let the EU get involved in that process.
Well, I think he's reflecting his understanding that he could get the EU to recognize the Palestinian Authority, and in doing that, give them a good part of Jerusalem. And he now recognizes that President Trump is not going to yield that easily to what he wants. So he's looking to a source, and probably in the EU, as we expect prophetically, the world's going to turn against Israel. The EU, well, is in that movement, that direction, in the last many months, and I think will continue, particularly with their foreign policy.
I have to say, Rob, I mean, here we are just into the beginning of 2018. We're talking politically about what's going on in the European Union, but it fits right into the prophetic scenario of God's Word, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and just as you and I have said so long, we can see this path moving steadily in that direction with occasional bumps. But the EU seems to really be moving to position itself into what we would expect shortly before the tribulation.
And that's why we have Dr. Rob Congdon right here on this broadcast on a weekly basis to give us a report on the European Union and all the activities there as they relate to the end-time scenario found in Bible prophecy. Hey, great report, Rob. Thank you so much, my good friend. We'll talk next week.
We'll look forward to it, for these are exciting days.